This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. We heard yesterday on this show from Father Greg Greiton of St. Bernadette's Parish in Milwaukee. He's attending the retreat for gay priests being held at Racine's Siena Center this week.
The spiritual retreat is called Living in Truth, the Call to Authenticity, and involves personal reflection, prayer, and some formal talks. Another pastor attending is Father Michael Shanahan of Our Lady of Lourdes Church in Chicago.
He explains to Lake Effect's Mayan Silver that his journey of coming out to his parish has helped him forge more genuine relationships and minister around LGBT issues. He starts by explaining his experience coming out publicly.
It was a general level of acceptance all around. One thing that stands out, and the most salient thing that stands out, are the stories that I heard from particular parishioners whose relatives or friends have had this issue in their lives, the issue of homosexuality or being gay or lesbian or bisexual, and with whom they've journeyed with these people, and they have just been so grateful that someone in a position like the priesthood would mention this and say this, and that they can connect with, and that they didn't have to sort of hide this from their own parish priest or maybe even their fellow parishioners. So I think it helped them create a sense of freedom and safety. You know, that's the effect that it's been on them. Some people were not very happy about it. So I made a point of seeking out the people that I knew who were not happy about it. And we sat down and had conversations. And why was this important? Where are they coming from? Where was I coming from? How does the faith fit into this? Why did I see this as necessary? And frankly, in my opinion, all of those people, I am still very much on very good terms with in the parish. So the experience has just been a wonderful journey that a gay person need not hide and be isolated. A person who has that orientation, even in this role in society, you know. And so that's how it's functioned. So this all happened at this parish, and I'm in my 11th year here, and this is one of the greatest blessings of my life.
So you mentioned that you talked to people about why it was an important thing, that you felt like it was important. What were some of those reasons that you told them?
Mm-hmm. To answer that question, I oftentimes think about what is a priest? And I think a certain dimension of priesthood has to do with trying to facilitate or participate in, witness the healing power of God. That means a lot. There's a lot to that statement. But one thing that is extremely healing is, I believe, when a person comes to acknowledge a certain part of themselves, moves away from any version of self-hatred, comes to a level of self-acceptance, self-appreciation, that in itself then reverses negativity within, allows you to be more genuine and compassionate with others. It's one thing to talk about that publicly from the ambo or in any setting in the third person. It's a very different thing to talk about that when you yourself are identifying with that process. And in this particular case, it was a struggle. That always was a struggle for me, just accepting being a gay, Anglo-American, professional, educated male from the south side of Chicago. And so throughout the course of the journey, there were many twists and turns. My hope has been that doing so might facilitate that healing process for other people. What I've seen is it does. It does. I'm extremely grateful for people that have been able to talk some things through that they weren't able to do that at all in their lives. So, especially in this day and age, that need not be an issue for people to still struggle so much with, but it is an issue. And it causes tremendous internal strife and division within the person themselves. So a priest is somebody that ought to be an agent of the healing power of God, and I'm talking about doing that in a very, very real way. Personally, it was part of my journey. So I think I try, I'm not sure I do this, but I try to affirm that journey of healing by doing this publicly.
And the context of the church itself, the Catholic Church that you have chosen to give your life to, essentially, that is a space that doesn't necessarily have the most easy relationship with homosexuality. And so how has that context shaped kind of where you see yourself?
That's very, very true. And the church, the word Catholic means universal. So in fact, there's all kinds of diversity within the Roman Catholic Church. In fact, there's all kinds of people who would identify themselves as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. And in fact, they're still in the church, and they love the church, as do I. And so my hope is to help us to remain, to actually continue to find the blessing in this faith journey, even though this is a part of your life. In fact, this part of your life becomes really a fountain through which you come to experience God. We talk about God's love in church a lot. And yet, the interpretation of the Catholic Church is perceived by some to be the opposite of that when it comes to homosexuality. So our role is to break that down and to see how can we experience this that we call God's love. Yes, even, of course, within the Roman Catholic Church. There is no doubt that there is a tremendous, what would you call it, an irony, a tremendous invisible divide. There's no doubt about that. And I think there's many people that feel that they're second-class citizens in the Roman Catholic Church. And we don't need to feel that way. I'm talking about people that aren't. I'm not talking about gays. I'm talking about, you know, maybe divorced people, remarried people, people that take issue with all kinds of teachings. There's many people. And so learning to live with the ambiguity and trusting and believing that God is somehow present in that, in the questions. I live at that question. I live where the question that you just described, that's where I live in terms of that tension. And I believe it's turned out to be a tremendous source of grace for me personally, but also others as well.
Do you feel like it's important to have healthy public examples of gay priests that can be visible for people?
You know, absolutely. That is worth mentioning. I think there's plenty of healthy examples of healthy gay, lesbian women, at least around Chicagoland for sure. I'd like to contribute to that. So, absolutely.
In the priesthood or sisterhood?
Yes, exactly. But I was even just talking about general culture in general. Not too long ago, there weren't, as you know. There weren't many people that were identified that way in a public way. And so, absolutely, it's about freedom. I don't mean freedom in the sense that we think of it socially so much, freedom to do whatever you want. It's about being at one with who you are, you know, freedom.
I'm wondering if you've had a particular example of an interaction with a parishioner on this topic.
There have been numerous conversations where I've been talking not directly with sons or daughters or nieces and nephews or relatives, you know, the young people, but I'm talking to parents and grandparents who don't know how to handle this and have had no preparation in life whatsoever to handle this. They should know how to handle this. Nobody prepares people for this. And so these retreats have equipped me with all kinds of resources to be able to work with these people, because I've seen families separate over this. I've seen the effects of people who've been asked to leave their families. I've been involved in situations I don't even like to recall because suicide's not a good thing. So my point is, these retreats and the fellowship that maybe is generated from it provides me with all kinds of resources to try to work with these people.
And maybe that's another very important reason to be out and open about it, is that you're ministering to people who are facing an issue that can tear people apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when they see a Roman collar, when they see me as the priest, they're just assuming that, you know, this is going to be just sort of a harsh negative reaction. But when they hear maybe there's more to this, or they hear a certain degree of welcoming or respect or compassion from preaching in respect to this issue, definitely. It creates a safe space for them to approach me.
Have you had an experience where people, a family was able to reconcile more easily, or an older generation was able to accept you and so they accepted their grandson or whatever, or maybe they're not as explicit about that?
So I've had numerous examples where I came into the picture at a particular point in the struggle within the family. And I have seen one where they came to a place of acceptance and of mutual respect and understanding between the parents and the son. Most of them, I come in at one point and then I'm out at that point, and that's it. You know, I don't know. This is considered a very unsafe topic, and people are generally not comfortable talking about it. So, you know, the conversation ends there. And then if somebody does not bring something up to me, I don't, of course. So, but in one situation, yes. And I've had this feeling multiple times of being at the right place in the right time and the right person. And I didn't organize that.
Yeah. And that one situation, the family was reconciled?
Yes. Yeah. It's not complete peace. There's a huge adjustment for parents to go through when they learn this about their child, and it's not changed overnight. And the respect that we're calling for goes both ways. The son has to respect the parents as much as the parents have to respect the son, and it goes both ways. And so this is a process, but I've seen it happen, and the dynamics of that parent-son relationship are reorganized. That's a whole different process than flat-out rejection. And we're not going to talk about this. And don't come home for Thanksgiving.
So that must have made you feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Worth everything.
You just heard Father Michael Shanahan. He's a priest at Our Lady of Lourdes Church in Chicago. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver. Shanahan is attending the retreat for gay priests being held at the Siena Center in Racine this week.